Today's Mishnayis is Masechtes Peah, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel. Today's Mishnayis are being learned, Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Arya Tzvi ben Reb Chanuch Hendel, the Kozhaglov Goyen, Hashem Yim Kamdami. So we're continuing to discuss the laws of Peah. Specifically, the previous Mishnah had said that if many Aniyim would come together and they would say that we as a group are entitled to Peah, and instead of us fighting it out, why don't we come up with some sort of compromise? We'll divide it, we'll make some form of Yachloiku, I'll take this, you'll take that, I'll take it from this crop, you'll take it from that crop. So the halach is they can do it. But at the same time, if one Ani protests and one Ani says that I'm not interested in doing it that way, the halach is we listen to that Ani. And the reason is, the Mishnah said, because this person is really right. Meaning, the proper way of fulfilling the laws of Peah is for each Ani to have the privilege and the opportunity to try to take all the Peah. Now, if they come together and they want to make a compromise, that's okay. They can do whatever they want. But everyone would have to be in agreement. If there's one person that's not in agreement, he has the right to obstruct, he has the right to say that I'm not in agreement, and even if the Roiv, the majority of the Aniyim, are going against him, it doesn't matter. There's no Achrei Rabim Lahatois. If there's one person that says that I don't want this to turn into a Yachloiku, but I'd rather fight it out, we listen to that person. Our Mishnah now is going to say that there's one exception to the rule, and the exception to this rule is actually based on something else that we saw in the previous Mishnah. And that is, the Mishnah mentioned that ordinarily the perfect way of the owner of a field leaving Peah is by him not harvesting the crops that are going to be Peah. It says in the Torah, as we've mentioned again and again and again, that when a person is harvesting the field, that's when the chiyuv of Peah goes into effect. That's when the chiyuv is chal. He has to make sure that he doesn't harvest the entire field. He doesn't cut all the grain, but rather whatever is going to be Peah, he leaves standing. Stating that, the Mishnah said it was the opening words of our Perek that there are exceptions to that rule. And that is bedalis uvedekel. So dalis are grapevines that are in an elevated area. So for example, it's on top of a wall, it's on top of a tree. In order for the Ani to be able to get those vines, he would have to climb up some dangerous situation. Said Chazal, that even though really the way Peah is left is that the Baal Bayis would just leave it, but being that in this case, the Ani is going to be put in a little bit of a compromised position, it's going to be dangerous for him, so it's for that reason, just cut it down and bring it that way. Uvedekel, the other example was the top of a palm tree. Either way, so says the Mishnah, bringing all these ideas together, bedalis ubedekel enakim, when it comes to dalis, when it comes to these grapevines that are in some elevated area, or a palm tree, the halach is not that way. What does that mean? If you have 99 people, and they're all saying, let's fight it out, and one person says, I want to divide it in a more regular way, we listen to that one person, because he's saying the halach. In other words, what the Mishnah is saying is, that even though ordinarily, the proper way of leaving Peah would be to have everyone have the opportunity to try to take all the Peah for himself, meaning not to divvy it up equally. But when it comes to Dalis and Dekel, being that this Peah is unique, it's different, that it's not just being left there, but it's actually being cut by the owner, over there, the more Likatchila dig a way to do it is for them to divide it. And therefore, if even one person says, I want to divide it, even if 99 people say, no, let's fight for it, the halach is, ordinarily, we would listen to the people that are saying, kol da'olam gavar, let's all try to have an opportunity to get it. But when it comes to dalis and dekel, there it's different. There, to the contrary, the right thing to do is to try to divide it. Mishnah Gimel, not the mixes peyo. What happens if there was an ani, he comes to a field, he sees peyo. So he quickly picked up a little bit of peyo, vizarka alashar. And then he threw it on all the rest of the peyo. So he took the little bit of peyo that he had, and he threw it on the rest of the Peah. Now, what did he accomplish by doing that? Sorry, pause it. Just think for a second. What he accomplished is that now the other Aniyim are not going to see that other Peah. It's his. Eventually, he's going to get to it. But in the meantime, he knows that he just secured all the pay in this field. So says the Mishnah, that's not okay. Ein loy baklum. Meaning, not only doesn't he have the Peah that he threw his Peah onto, but even the Peah that he had collected properly, the payah that he used to throw on the other payah, even that he doesn't get. And it's a knas. We say that this person is not going to get anything. What would be if he didn't take the payah and throw it onto the other payah, but rather he physically fell on it? Uferes talisa yoleh. And then he was poyres talis on it, meaning he took his talis, he took his beged, he covered it with it. So then the halach is, we take away that payah from him. Now, in this case, he doesn't lose the original payah because he didn't do anything with the original payah, right? There's a nuance between the first case and the second case. The first case, he took his payah to cover the other payah. In the second case, he took his talis, or he took his body to cover that payah. So if you took your payah to cover the payah, so then not only do you not acquire the payah that you covered, but even the original payah we're going to cancel. Why are we going to penalize that original payah? Because you used that payah in a not good way. You used that payah to cover the other payah. If, however, you didn't use that payah, you just use your body, you use your talis, so then mavir noy say menu, you're not going to get the new payah, but the old payah, that's fine, that you're allowed to keep. V'chein b'lek, v'chein b'omer v'shikha, the same is true for leket, the same is true for shikha. We'll learn more about this in the coming prakim, but as it relates to leket and shikha, which are also different matnas anim, it's the same exact halacha. Meaning, you can't take a little bit of leket and throw it on the leket. You can't take a little bit of shikha, throw it on the shikha. You can't even take your body and throw it on top of the peyah, on the leket and the shikha. What's the halacha? If you took the peyah, you threw it on the peyah, then we're going to cancel, we're going to penalize, we're going to take away the original pay as well. If you took your body or you put your talis on it, so then you're not kind of that pay that you jumped on. However, the original pay, that's something you are going to get. The Gemara, the Rav Bartanur brings it, but it's based on a Gemara, asks Akasha on our Mishnah, and that is that how does a Ani acquire payah? Right, this is a fundamental question. An Ani sees payah. It's his? No. What's the definition of acquiring it? Now we know it's first come, first serve, but the question is, what does it mean first come? The first Ani to walk into the field? The answer is the Ani would have to make a kinyan, meaning pay his hefker for all intents and purposes, and as a result, the Ani, that's koine at first, he's the one that's going to end up getting the pay. So the Gemara asks that there's a halacha, there's a certain type of kinyan that's known as kinyan dalet ames. Now, it's not the first kinyan that comes to mind when we think of kinyanim. Usually, when we think of kinyanim, we think of meshicha, we think of hagbah, we think of kesef shtar chazaka, as we saw in the previous parak. We think of kinyan agav, as we saw in the previous parak. Kinyan chatzer, ha'isha niknes, different types of kinyanim that you find in different context. But one of the kinyanim, which the Gemara discusses in Perek Shnayim Moichs, in the first Perek Masechtas Bava Metziah, is what's known as kinyan arba amos. And that is, if there's something that's hefker, a person that comes to within the dalet amos of that item, the halacha is he's koinet. So freik the Gemara, that bishleim, in the first part of the Mishnah, a person took a little bit of payah, and there's more payah in the field, but he doesn't want another ani to take it. Now, he wasn't koinet yet, so what he did was he took his payah and he threw it on that other payah. That's pashut, he wasn't koina that other payah. Why not? Because there's no kinyan in the world that says that if I take something that's mine and I throw it on a davar shel hefker, I'm going to be koina. There's no such halacha. However, nafalei oleh, in the second case of the Mishnah, where the person physically fell on top of the payah, he should be koina by falling it on the payah. Why? Because that's kinyan dalet ames. Right now it's within his dalet ames, and dalet ames shel adam is kinyan slay. We know the halach is that dalet ames shel adam is kinyan. So if it's kinyan, so lechura, why don't we say that the person should be kinyan right now with kinyan dalet ames? And if that's the case, why are we penalizing him? Meaning, what did he do wrong? What he did wrong is that he covered the payah. He didn't cover the payah, he was kind of the payah. He was kind of through dalet ames. Ani's allowed to come and take all the payah. There's no such halacha that says he can. There's no halacha that says the ani should leave it for everybody else. No, you can take whatever you want. Like we said, it's first come, first serve. The halacha, however, states that in the event that you're not being kind of the payah, then you can't simply cover it. So in the first part of the Mishnah, where the person is not acquiring all the payah, he's just taking his payah to cover it up. So that, I understand, is not okay. But in the second part of the Mishnah, where he physically fell on it, so in that case, it's in his dalet ames. If it's in his dalet ames, he should be kind of with kinyan dalet ames. And the Gemara says two terutzim. One terutzim, the Gemara says, is that the only time dalet ames is koina is in a simta or betzidei rishus harabim, but in somebody else's field, like in the case of peyah, it's always somebody else's field. That's the beginning, the starting point of peyah. Over there, there's no halacha of kinyan dalet ames. Another teretz the Gemara says is that the only time kinyan dalet ames works maybe is if you're megaladas, you show that you want to be koina with kinyan dalet ames. This person, however, fell on top of the peyah. Because he fell on top of the peyah, goli daite, reading from the Rav, he's showing me that the way he wants to be kaino is with nefila. He doesn't want to be kaino with dalet ames, and it's for that reason he would not be able to be kaino with dalet ames.